So this is where you grew up?
Yep, I was born and raised in this house.
Yeah, I could tell from its cute little pug chimney.
You really interested in buying it, Mr. Bickley?
Maybe yes, maybe no. Why is your old man trying to dump it?
My father is trying to sell it, Mr. Bickley. He and Grandma on the road all year with the orchestra is just standing here empty.
Sounds solid. Yep. Does this place have indoor plumbing?
Of course this place has indoor plumbing.
A smart buyer learns to ask the tough questions.
It's a terrific house. Just look at it. And we're even fixing it up a little bit.
That wallpaper looks new.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Mark just put it up this morning.
Didn't know the boy was handy.
You know, it's funny. Somehow this room looks different to me. Mark, are you here?
Here I am.
Why did you wallpaper the door?
Well, I didn't want to stop. I was on a roll. What do you think, Bick?
It's worthy of a photo layout in House Bazaar.
Mr. Bickley, I promise, by the time we're done, this house will be as good as new, and you'll be able to enjoy it just as much as my family did.
Bick, what do you want a house for?
I yearn for digs to call my own. Let's be honest. An apartment is for wild young people, but a house, on the other hand...
For wild old people.
Miss McConnell, I just might be interested in this place.
Oh. Oh,
Minnie, that's wonderful. One day on the market, already you've got a sucker. I guess that makes you the suckee, huh?
We'll see about that. How old is this house, anyway?
Well, it's been in my family for about 80 years, but it's been renovated a couple times.
80 years, huh? I would imagine the original owner must have paid, oh, $2,000 or $3,000 for it.
Yeah, probably.
Tell you what. Because I know you, I might even double that.
Mr. Bickley, this house means a lot to me. I was born here and my mother died here. I'm not even that sure I want to sell it.
I think I should see the other rooms before we dicker over moolah.
Listen, why don't you come back tomorrow, when everything's more together and fixed up?
All right, I'll meet you here tomorrow night at 7. Call it impulse, call it serendipity, but I have a strong, nay, overpowering affinity for this joint.
That's great. Well, I have to get home, too. I'm making dinner for Jeannie tonight. Mark, you stay here and clean up.
Well, all right. I'll stay here and clean up. You go home and make dinner.
She likes it when I talk rough to her.
Mindy, if it bothers you that much to sell the house, why don't you take it off the market?
Well, my dad wants to sell it. I mean, I understand why, but it's just, that's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
I think the hardest thing I ever had to do was to refuse a complete physical exam from the chief resident at the hospital. It was in his Corvette. I'm still picking fiberglass out of my clothes.
Oh, Jeannie, why am I feeling like this? I mean, it's just a house.
Oh, it was your home, Mindy. There is a big difference between a house and a home.
Yeah. The house is bricks and wood siding, and a home is memories.
Yeah, where you lick cookies off a mixer blade.
Oh, yeah, you do that too?
Yeah, but I always had to keep my eye on Remo so he wouldn't turn the mixer on.
There are a lot of memories in my house. Getting a little sentimental here, right? After all, what is this? It's a business deal. We're out to unload some real estate. But I am putting in the deal that no one is allowed to sleep in my bedroom. What is it?
I think something's troubling him.
Mark, will you come out more? No!
Oh, nothing much. Just your house tried to attack me, that's all.
Come on, Mark, now really.
Oh, what do you mean, come on, really, Mindy? Mindy, I'm telling you the truth. Oh, I was at the house, and all of a sudden I was hanging wallpaper, and a wind blew me across the room. And I got real cold, and I got real hot. And then a swarm of bees came in. There was a swarm of flies. Zipper, zip, 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 zip. And then I ran flamboyantly, screaming to the window. Slam shut. Then, this is a terrifying quote. I was standing there, and the furniture started attacking me. Yes, a little ottoman and a little ottoman woman, too. They were coming at me. And the armchair couldn't keep its hands to itself. This is a really bad part. A strange voice kept crying out. Get out of here! By the time it said here, I was here.
Have you been hitting the cream soda again?
Minnie, you gotta believe me. You gotta believe me.
Believe you? What am I supposed to believe? That my house is haunted?
Oh, either that or I've lost my mind. Maybe you better call the police and ask them to look for a little gray, squishy thing.
Look, he could be right. You know, there are case histories of haunted houses. It's a normal house. I lived there for 20 years. More. Tomorrow, I'm going to take you over to the house in the light of day, and you can see for yourself that all those things are just a product of your overactive imagination.
Well, I have just one thing to say to that, Mindy.
What? Well, everything is fine, see? There's nothing to worry about. Mork, will you come in here, please?
Evil spirit, be gone! In the name of Joe Garagiola, Bowie Kuhn, and Dick Buckus, be gone!
Mork, you're perfectly safe. There's nothing to worry about. And don't you feel a little ridiculous with that getup?
Maybe I was going to wear it anyway, huh?
Now, I want you to take a look around. Do you see any flies? Do you see any bees?
No, but they were here last night.
Well, bugs get in sometimes.
Oh, yeah, big suckers like that. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that explain the furniture's moving? The bees underneath going...
Sometimes a truck goes by and it moves things.
You sure?
I'm positive.
How the mind can wreak havoc on one's sensibilities, thereby dulling judgment. Timothy Leary, 1978.
Look at this place. Everything is fine. I mean, even with the furniture covered like this, it still has a certain warmth. See this chair? My mother did the needlepoint on this entire chair.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did she crochet the stain, too?
And see these marks on the door? That was how tall I was each birthday from age 2 to 13.
Oh, we have the same thing on Ork, except they tattoo it in the back of our head.
No wonder I'm having such a hard time selling this place. There's a little bit of me and my family in every room.
Anyone would be lucky to own a house like that.
Oh, that's so nice. Thanks.
Get out of here.
Did you hear that?
Hope it was a truck.
Get out.
I always believe that you must have followed the advice of the spirit world. Let's take a hike!
Wait a minute. It sounds like it's coming from that closet.
That's wonderful, Minnie. Let's talk about that over tea in Wyoming.
I'm not leaving. This is my house.
Well, good luck. Aim high.
Get out of here.
Count to three and open the door.
Right. One, two, three.
You didn't get out of here. That's not nice.
That's it all.
What are you doing here?
Vacationing.
But this is my house.
Of course. You can't vacation in your own house. Be kind. She's riding on empty. Out of the water! Don't you see that fin?
I hate to burst your very tiny bubble, but this is not a resort. It's a private home, and that is a closet.
A closet?
The vacation is over, Exidor.
Over? But I thought checkout time wasn't until 12 o'clock.
Out.
Out? Moi? All right, boys, let's go. This place is getting too commercial. Steinmetz, I don't care if it's not Labor Day. Your summer's over.
Well, I told you there'd be an explanation for all those strange things that were happening.
Well, you know something, Mindy? Sometimes you're wise beyond your dimples.
Thanks. Let's take a look around and see if there's anything else we should do before the house is sold.
We better do it quickly. It's getting kind of chilly in here.
Yeah.
understand. I mean, there's got to be a logical explanation for what we saw.
Oh, there is. Your house is haunted.
You know, if I were you, I wouldn't talk about this to anybody, because you could find yourself wearing a cute white little blazer with the sleeves that tie in the back.
Remo, I'm not imagining things. We saw it, didn't we, Mork? Mork?
Yes! Yes, we saw it! There are ghosts in there! 100 of them!
Will you get up, please? Do you realize you're acting with less than total dignity?
Oh.
Now, I want you to be cool, like Jack Nicholson.
Damn straight, all right.
Be fearless like Charles Bronson.
Kill the women and children first.
Well, if you ask me, you've disturbed the spirit world.
Disturb the spirit world? How?
Mindy, you're selling a house that's been in your family a very long time.
What a bag of bandini.
Sometimes there are things in the cut house that must go unexplained.
Mindy, I don't want to upset you, but after Mork told us what went on in your house, well, I did a little research, and I found this old book in the library, Colorado Legends.
Oh, intriguing.
That's just bunk!
You recognize this?
Yeah, it kind of looks like my house.
It is, in 1921, but it was known then as La Follette House.
La Follette is my mother's maiden name.
Well, this book says that two sisters built this home in 1894, Lucinda and Deirdre La Follette.
Lucinda and Deirdre, they must have been my great-great-aunts or something.
Well, according to this, Lucinda was the older sister, and she wasn't so attractive. But she was madly in love with this handsome young silver miner named Harrison Monteith. But he was in love with the young and beautiful Deirdre. Then one night, they found Harrison's body. He had been mysteriously poisoned, but no one could prove who did it. After that, the sisters boarded themselves up in the house, and they were never seen again until the day they died.
Oh, that's great. That happened in my house?
Yep,
terrific.
It could be that Lucinda and Deirdre don't want their house sold.
Which reminds me, we are supposed to meet Mr. Bickley at the house at 7.
I'll tell you what, you tell this story to Mr. Bickley and you're going to scare the pants off of him.
No, I don't think so. I think Mr. Bickley will be amused by this quaint little anecdote as I was.
Well, we'll see you later.
Mindy! Mork! I'm here!
Oh, dear. Well, he's not here, Mindy. Let's go.
Mork, you're acting like a child. Now, will you get in here and hold my hand?
They're still here, Mindy. I think I'm sensitive to those people that you can see through.
Everything looks all right.
I wonder what ghosts do when they're not busy scaring people. That's the last thing I would have dreamed of.
Just testing the plumbing.
Oh.
You ready to show me the rest of the house?
Oh, Bick, you don't want to see it.
Mr. Bickley, there have been some strange things happening in this house. What would you say if we told you that it might be haunted?
I'd say you were trying to cool my interest because you had a better offer from an Arab.
Oh, no jive, Bick. I mean, this house should be moved to a padded neighborhood.
Hey, I don't go for all that, Huey. I want this house. But not that much.
Oh, Mindy, something terrible is happening to me.
Mark! Who's Mark? I'm Lucinda!
Mark, will you cut out? We gotta get out of here!
You're not gonna sell this house! It's our home, isn't it, Deirdre?
Whatever you say, Lucinda.
Sam. Sam!
Look out!
Sam, wait!
She wouldn't say that to me.
Where you are, that's why I tie you up.
No, another intruder. Come on, Deirdre. I'll teach you how to make that tea that makes them cough up the pancreas. Come on, Deirdre.
I'm playing for the hound. Thanks for the hound. On your charming, lovely hula. It's all beginning to make sense now. You kicked me out so you could vacation in there yourself.
You gotta help us.
I don't have time. I'm late for the hooky lao. Just came by to pick up my necessary.
But you can't go. Work's in trouble. You can't just leave.
I follow the sun. I'm off to hang 12.
So beautiful, you look just like Harrison. Oh, how would you like to make a lonely ghost very happy?
Well, the vacation isn't a total loss. I just met two chicks. How'd you like to meet me down at the beach? Sorry. Listen. We'll frolic in the tidal pools and let the hermit crabs have their way with us. Aloha. I'm off to the hooky low.
Come back, Sam. Oh, I'm going with him, Lucinda.
No, we'll both go.
And what if we go? We'll never be able to return back here to Bell Rail.
Come on, girl, let's party. Come on now.
They're gone, Mindy.
Oh, Mort, you're all right.
Oh. Well, it's not easy having body guests.
Everything's all right now. I think they're gone. Look, the boards are off the window, and it's not cold in here anymore.
Oh, Mindy, you got to get rid of this house. You got to sell it, ditch it, burn it.
How can I? In spite of what's happened, it's my house. It's my past. What's wrong?
Remember I told you I was sensitive to those spirits? We're not alone.
Oh, no, we're not.
There's another spirit in here.
Oh.
It's a gentle one, though. I think it wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
I remember my little daughter playing peekaboo behind this chair. After she'd made that caterpillar out of the egg carton.
Mom?
Remember that time you put your daddy's underwear on the puppy?
Mom, is that you? Mom, are you all right?
Oh, yes, dear. I'm fine.
There's so many things I want to ask, but I don't know where to start.
It's all right, darling. But I don't have much time, and there's something that I need to tell you. Do you remember that old teddy bear that you loved so much, and you hugged it till it was smooth, and the stuffing was coming out, and the eyes were gone, but you still didn't want to give it up?
Yeah, but I don't understand what this has to do with...
Well, dear, you finally outgrew it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with giving up things that you've outgrown. Goodbye, dear.
Do you have to go?
Yes. But don't worry, darling. Wherever you are, I'll always be with you.
I love you, Mom.
Mean? Spirit's gone?
Yes, she has. Oh, Mark, that was my mother.
Oh, Mean. What did she say to you?
She told me a story about my teddy bear. But I don't think she was talking about the bear as much as she was talking about this house. You know, Mark, it's really tough to let go of something you love. Especially when there are so many memories created here. But now I realize that the memories are living in this house are living in me. And they always will.
Well, maybe you and I can create some more memories to keep them company.
That strange cranial covering.
Well, it's for protection, sir, but it's all explained in my report.
Do you have an interesting report this week?
Oh, indeed I do, old portly one, and it's all in rhyme to make it fun. I went to fix up Mindy's house. I was quiet as a mouse when suddenly the house was shaking. It wasn't San Andreas quaking. The room filled with flies and bees and scared me out of my BVDs. The voice told me, get out of here. I said, in fear, I ran to Mindy's willy-nilly. They all told me that I was silly. There's no such thing as ghosts, said she, and pried my arms around her knee. I swore to her that there was a spirit and took her to the house to hear it. Then we got the explanation. It was my friend Exidor on vacation. I said he was a silly goose. Then all hell broke loose. La la la, said Mr. Bickley. A moment later, he turned sickly. Then we found out why the house was cold. It was unwilling to be sold. What's the moral of this poem? That there's no place like your home.
Thank you, Mark. I like your rhyme.
Thank you, sir. Nanu, until next time. Maybe we'll meet in a warmer clime. Get together and have...
Thank you, Mark. Next.